Great day in the history of Arizona football. 13 days ago, Dave Hickey and I made a decision to go in a different direction with our football program. And he set out on a search, an extensive national search, to find the next leader for Arizona football. And I asked him to find someone who was going to be of the highest character, who was going to focus on academics, and was going to win. And we've got our man right here, Coach Kevin Sumlin. And I am thrilled, Coach, that you're here today. I got to meet your sons, Jackson and Joey, last night. I immediately started the recruitment process on Jackson, since he's a proud winner of a Texas 5A football championship. Got to play in Jerry's World, so that is, we hope he will be a future Wildcat. So as I was going around the campus last week while this process was going on, I visited four classes. These were classes of about 300 to 350 students in each class, and I was there to talk to them about the important strategic planning process that we're doing at this university. The first question I asked them is, who should be our next football coach? And the answer I got over and over was Kevin Sumlin. So finally, in the fourth classroom, I asked a man, why do you think we should get Kevin Sumlin? And he proceeded in very poised and very articulate fashion to tell me he's been a winner everywhere he's been, including the toughest division in college football. He has been a mentor of young men and a leader. He's done that with poise and character. He's been a great developer of quarterbacks. We actually have a quarterback here that I think he's going to enjoy working with. He's got one of his former pupils in the NFL playoffs. And most importantly, he's going to be able to recruit California, Las Vegas, Arizona, and Texas, where we haven't done as well. And I was able to, and so I told him, I don't know how you're going to do in this class, but I'd give you an A-plus in sports management and football analytics. I got the privilege of, I had never met Coach Sumlin until this week, and I got the privilege of watching him from afar when I was at Stanford, and what he was able to do at the University of Houston. When you win 12 straight, people start watching you. And then when I arrived in Houston, I got the chance to watch him up close and personally with the tremendous job that he did at Texas A&M, who has a great tradition of football. The thing I observed is that he was good in all three phases of the game, on the field, but most importantly, he was great off the field. And that was another thing that I was looking for, was someone who could be a leader, not only of this football program, but an ambassador for this university. And I saw that in Coach Sumlin and how he conducted himself all across Texas. I was able to see him speak in large groups. I watched him very closely in his press conferences, his demeanor on the sideline, and no matter what the situation, I never saw him out of control. He's poised, he was confident, and that's the kind of person that I wanted to see here. It's like Stuart Scott, the former ESPN analyst, would say, he was always as cool as the other side of the pillow. So I am so happy that Coach Sumlin is here. This is going to be a tremendous start to a long-term successful run for Arizona football. Finally, before I turn it over to Dave Hickey, I just want to thank him for all that he's done since he's been here. He beat me here a couple of months. And he's done a tremendous job with this athletic department. He has got great staff from top to bottom around him. But I think, as I was telling Coach Sumlin, he is going to love the family of coaches we've got at this institution. They are outstanding. And he's going to have a great time here. But, Dave, thank you very much for your leadership, and particularly going out and getting Coach Sumlin, who is going to transform Arizona football and restore us to national prominence in championship football. Thank you. All
right. Thanks, Dr. Robbins. I appreciate it very much, and I appreciate your comments. Again, welcome, everyone, and thanks for being here. I want to just take a couple minutes to recognize a few people. I do want to thank our staff here on the ground here in Tucson. Great job. I have been on a little bit of a sprint that sometimes felt like a marathon. Really good people doing a lot of work behind the scenes. I want to thank them. I do want to thank Dr. Robbins for his involvement in the process. Really a bold vision. You know, he challenges us every day here at this institution to think differently, to look at it a little bit differently, to analyze it a little bit differently, and that bold vision that he has for the university, for the athletics program, for everything we do across campus. And I appreciate his guidance and support through the process. I want to thank our search consultants at DHR, Glenn Sugiyama, for a truly professionalized search. You know, these are difficult processes to go through. And this was handled with a great deal of professionalism and class throughout the entire process. I want to recognize Jeff Stevens, one of our great supporters, and I know we have many in the room, but Jeff was a big part of this in making this a smooth and a seamless process, and we really appreciate his involvement and his support as we go forward. You know, today's a fantastic day for the University of Arizona, for this athletics program, for this football program. It's really a transformational day. A new chapter of Arizona football begins, and there's been some great chapters here. Tremendous chapters of football, and we're ready to write another one. You know, as we begin the next chapter, I think it's really interesting. We talked a little bit about this morning. You know, all of us have a different story of how we get to Arizona and the connections that we have, because this is a place about great people, and they're connected as Wildcats. They're connected to the University of Arizona. And, you know, today we're connected through a little town in Alabama, Brewton, Alabama, where Coach Sumlin's from, and where one of our other great coaches was from. So it's very interesting to me that that we have those connections and we go back. But obviously our great connection to Fred Snowden from the same small town in Alabama, and that road leads to Tucson. You know, it's some say it's a historical day, and you know what it is? We broke a barrier. We should be really proud of that. But today is also a day. Clearly, we found the right guy to lead this program, the right person, the right head coach, the right leader to be the next guy to take Arizona football forward and to be a part of our staff here. So we're very, very excited about that. I want to just take a minute and talk about process. I know there'll be lots of interest in that. When Dr. Robbins and I made a decision to move in a different direction with our football program, you know, we really took the opportunity to step back and assess where is our football program. What are the pieces that we need? Where do we want to go in the future? How can we continue to move towards a championship caliber? How can we engage people, our former players, coaches, our alums? Really tried to take stock in what we needed to do for that next chapter. You know, we tried to identify what we're looking for, and we were looking for a person and a coach who had great integrity and character, who fits what we want, who fits what we want to be and who we are here, who shares our vision and values, develops young men into men, leads young men forward as they go through their process here on campus. As Dr. Robbins said, an ambassador for this university. Yes, for the football program, yes, for athletics, but for the entire university. Committed to academics and graduating our players, our student athletes. You know, that's what we're in it here for, is having a great experience, but graduating those young men and our student athletes that are here. Obviously, we want an excellent football coach that knows football, a proven recruiter, outstanding record of great recruiting in many of the areas that are important to Arizona and our future. Someone who values the community, values community service for our young men, the ability to connect in Tucson with our alums, our university alums, and the state of Arizona and nationally, but really engaged and wants to be out there and be connected. We needed someone to inject, reinvigorate this program again. And those were the key elements as we went through the search process. It was a thorough and deliberate process. I think some of you have heard me talk before. We'll move swiftly, but we'll do it the right way. We'll do it thoughtfully, deliberately, and carefully. It was extensive. We wanted to move quickly, but correctly as we went forward. Overwhelming interest, obviously, nationally. It's a testament to this program and the things that have been done here before in football and otherwise, and the great university we have. I took my time to talk to a lot of different people connected to the game of football around the country, athletic directors, coaches, administrators, commissioners. What was the right fit? What was the right kind of person? Spent a lot of time with Coach Tomey about the past and the history of this program. And that was very important to me as well. Talked to Sed Dempsey, again, a couple of people who have done great things while they're here. We developed an outstanding candidate pool, very extensive. Again, as I said, tremendous interest. We went through an extensive process of screening those candidates and vetting them and getting to the right spot. We got down to a small group of finalists. We spent some time with each of them. And, you know, Kevin and I met twice in person. We spent several phone calls with each other. We went late into Saturday night and Sunday morning. You know, but I think that's when you develop, you understand people. That's when you really start to understand, is it the right fit? And I thought we really connected when we talked on the phone about where we wanted to go with the program, where he was, what he wanted to do. I heard that passion and desire and determination and excitement to be here, to be at Arizona. A guy who wanted to be, has been at, and wants to be at the highest level. You know, we talked about why not here? Why not now? Why not here at Arizona? We can do this right here. I think it was then when I knew that I could finally sleep for a full night. And I was ready to lay down, put my head in the pillow, said, we've got the right guy. And I was really excited about that and very, very happy. So I want to be clear, Kevin's the only person we offered the job to. He was the first person we offered the job to. And I'm thrilled he accepted the job. And he's going to do great things for us. I look for partners. I want partnerships. I believe in people. I believe that's how you get things done, is leaning on each other, working together, and building something special. And we've got that here, and I'm very, very proud to have Kevin here as another one of our great head coaches as we move Arizona football forward to that next chapter. So it gives me a great deal of pleasure. I'm very honored, too, to sit next to him, but to introduce our next head football coach, the new head football coach at the University of Arizona, Kevin Sumlin. Kevin, congratulations.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks for that kind introduction. Good morning. Good morning. Bear down. How's that? There we go. I want to say thank you again to Dave for that introduction, President Robbins. It's thank you for this great opportunity. You know, there's not a lot of presidents across the country that will go with a Stuart Scott reference right off the bat. That's how cool he is. And I think you can see why. I've been a lot of different places, but as Dave said, we hit it off, and President Robbins hit it off because of, I really believe this, you win with people and leadership. And I think you can see where our leadership is in our administration, the kind of people that they are. The vision is clear, and it starts at the top. And I've done this long enough to know that that's extremely important if you want to be successful. A lot of people in the room that I wanted to thank, since it is full. I was able to meet with our current players this morning. I thought that was important, 7:15. They weren't probably happy because I got them up. They didn't even know who I was at that point since I got here last night. But we're able to visit because I thought it was important that they understood the direction that we're headed, to give them some stability, to get to know me a little bit. Before we got going down this road with everybody else, so that they knew their importance and where my priorities lie in what we're trying to achieve here. We've got a couple of them, current students in here, I think, even though we talked about schedule this morning and going to class, so I assume they don't have class right now if they're in here. But we'll get to that later. I appreciate them being here. I also appreciate the former players who are here, and guys who came here that some of you guys know me, some of you guys don't, most of you don't. And I just want you to know that you're always welcome in this program. This is your program. Nobody, I've said this wherever I've been, no one knows more or should know more than former players, because you guys played here. You guys sacrificed, did a lot of different things. You guys care, and it's a different level of caring because of the sacrifice and the effort that you put in. You're always a part of this program. You're always going to be a part of this program. I was able to meet also with all staff today, and as I get back, I'm a little redundant in saying that you can tell, as I said at the all staff meeting, that you know there's a lot of talented people in this athletic department, and really they have set the bar for football. A lot of championship coaches, a lot of championship teams, a lot of national championship teams. And I told them that unless you don't want me around, I'll be at your practices too and asking you questions and bugging you, because there's a wealth of knowledge here. And I really believe that this is a special place. It's a great place to live. I was able to visit here a couple times in the past and stay here a couple days at a time and really, really really liked it. So that part of the transition for me is not that big a deal, but I see great potential in this football program. And you know, as Dave said, you know, we got to talking about what's out there, what people talk about in recruiting, and you know, as a school that's that hasn't been to the Rose Bowl, you know. To me, you can look at it one way or the other. And in our conversation, it was just what Dave said. I said, you know, it's going to happen. You know, it's just what time is that going to happen, and why not now and why not us? So our goal here is to win championships, always has been. It's always and to graduate our student-athletes, prepare them for life outside of football, inside of football, if they're playing the NFL, but certainly develop young men and move them from young men to grown men, as I like to talk about. And you know, we've got the tools in place here structurally to help that happen. We're gonna keep recruiting and keep building our talent pool. We've got to energize our students and our fan base, and create an atmosphere in the stadium that is a championship atmosphere. As a coach, you have to do all those things, and I understand that. It's more than just football. So we'll be involved in the community. We'll be involved on campus. We will not be an isolated football program with our players. And, you know, it's our job to do our part on the field to create that excitement. And I'm looking forward to that. You know, we talked about the right time. What was the right time? And what was the right time for me in the right place? And certainly, you know, as this opportunity came open, it was the right time for me and the right place and the right challenge. And so I just wanted to thank everybody for coming. All these things, I watch them all the time. Every coach is going to win every game. This is the time to get fired up. And, you know, every coach says the same thing at these things. So you're going to find out I'm not that guy. I'm not much of a coach speak guy. But I will tell you the truth. And the truth is that I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be a Wildcat. And I'm excited to say bear down. Thanks. Thank you.
Questions. Again, please identify yourself and wait for one of our microphones to make its way towards you. So, who'd like to open us up?
Saul Bookman from Daily Wildcat. Coach, how significant is it to you to be the first black head football coach here at this university?
Well, what was your name again? Sorry?
Saul.
It is significant, but this is my third time being the head coach, and I've been asked that question every time. So just to put it in perspective, and, you know, that at a certain point, you know, you look at that, and I've answered that question each time. It is significant, but and it shouldn't be overlooked, but, you know, you hope that in time, you know, in the next 5, 10 years, that is not the first question you get. And I'm not being disrespectful to that accomplishment or disrespectful to the question, but I think the goal is that question is not only not asked, but it's not the first question that comes out. But I do recognize that. I think, Dave talked about Fred Snowden when I was a kid. You know, it was, I was 8 years old. My dad was a football coach in a segregated school system in southern, in Brewton, Alabama. For those of you who don't know, that's L.A. It's Lower Alabama. That's what we call it, right? Not the L.A. that's around here. But, and he was a coach and then left and coached in primarily, it was not primarily, it was a segregated school system. So we moved to Indiana. But he was very proud of Fred Snowden and watched afar. I was 8 years old. So I basically was able to kind of follow his path and watch what he did from, you know, really, what's that, like 1972 to during that time to, 82, yeah, 72 to 82. So really the formative years of, you know, between 8 and 18, that 10-year period, you know, I kept track of that. And that did have an impact on me because it's such a small town and not a whole lot of people know where it is. Nor do they care, and I'll get a bunch of hate mail now from Alabama, which I've gotten before. So, at my last place, anyway. But I think the significance is you're going to move past that. You're an example for a lot of other coaches, and for guys to say, "Hey, I can do that at the highest level in college football." And you know, are you proud of that? Yes, but like I said, you know, at a certain point, you hope that your success can help other guys attain this kind of level.
Coach Damian Alameda, Tucson News Now. As far as staffing is...
All right, so that's the press conference. Welcome on in, sports360az.com. We partner with the Arizona Republic, AZ Central Sports. Kevin Sumlin introduced as the new head coach. The story is like this. Over the weekend, U of A was going lots of different directions. This finally got solidified on Sunday, and now the introductory press conference. So there's a lot of reaction to this. Both Eric Sorensen and Jordan Hamm are at the press conference in Tucson working on various parts of the story. I'm going to get into the recruiting side of this in a bit with Jason Jewell. Jason will be with us, of course, our recruiting analyst, longtime observer of recruiting here in the state of Arizona. Today, Arizona State is at Cienega High School, from my understanding, to meet with Jamari Joyner, the top quarterback in the state, along with Brock Purdy. Those are the two quarterbacks, and Kevin Sumlin has a commitment, at least the U of A does, on Jamari Joyner. So we'll talk about that, the impact of Kevin Sumlin with Jason Jewell. That's coming up here in a bit. There's quite a bit of other sports stuff going on. So let's run through some of the headlines, some of the things on my mind, brought to you by the good people at Sagicor Now. We appreciate Sagicor Now and their support. All you have to do, guys, is log on to Sagicor Now and get your free quote on life insurance. If you've been putting off your life insurance, it's time to jump on board and check into what matters most to you and your family. And that's at Sagicor Now. Go to Sagicor Now, log on, get your free quote today. Sagicor Now, we appreciate their support. It looks as though the Cardinals are switching gears. Pat Shurmur, a 9-23 record for Pat Shurmur at Cleveland. He goes to Minnesota. We all saw what happened with the Vikings beating the Saints in the final play. That the New York Giants are going to be the destination for Pat Shurmur. So what direction do the Cardinals go? I still believe Mike Munchak is the name that I would like to see with the Arizona Cardinals. Mike Munchak, of course, a Hall of Fame offensive lineman, has been a head coach. He's with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He has three Pro Bowl players on that, on the offensive line. And I think that's the direction I'd like to see them go. That's the word that I'm hearing that is being reported in Pittsburgh today, that Munchak is looking at the Cardinals more closely. And there's other names as well. I think outside of that, there's some other stuff that I want to get to later in the show involving the Diamondbacks and why they've sat on their hands basically for this whole offseason. And the Giants doing something over the weekend that I thought was pretty significant. The Rockets-Clippers fight. If you haven't heard about this last night, where the Rocket players tried to get into the Clippers locker room and police had to be called. Love that story. And a few other things in my mind, too. But up next, we'll take a break here. We'll have Jason Jewell on the other side. His reaction to Kevin Sumlin, now the head football coach at Arizona. What a time in our great state. You've got Herm Edwards now at Arizona State and Kevin Sumlin head-to-head going after each other, taking the rivalry to a whole new level. We'll get into that with Jason Jewell, plus some recruiting news and notes. That's next. I'm Brad Sussmat. Jason Jewell joins us now. I have to tell you right off the top, Jason, the most respected voice, I call him the godfather of high school football. It's not because he's old and has kids or kid. It's just because he is so well-regarded, so well-respected. The college coaches talk to Jason Jewell when they get off the plane and even around the country. Now that I've built you up, all right, Kevin Sumlin, he gets hired today, the press conference taking place. What do you make out of Kevin Sumlin for Arizona high school football recruiting, Jason?
Well, I think it's a great hire. He's known as a very, very good recruiter and evaluator of talent. We've seen the guys from Arizona that he's been able to grab over the last couple years. You know, you look at Kyle Allen being one of them. Priest Willis ends up transferring there from UCLA. Quaylen Cunningham. He's just done a real good job. Obviously, Christian Kirk, who just declared for the NFL draft. Can't forget him. Done a great job here in the state. You know, we will see, though, recruiting in Tucson's a little bit different than recruiting in, the SEC and College Station, but I know he's going to try real, real hard and make a great effort at it.
Jason, what are the selling points of the U of A? I mean, U of A fans will be put off by that question, but I think it's very fair. What is it that Kevin Sumlin is going to emphasize about come play football for me in Tucson?
Well, I think down in Tucson, really, it's kind of the only show in town is the U of A, for all the locals down there. And then I think you can say to the kids up in Phoenix, and you can say to them, it's far enough away from home, that you don't have to be, next to your parents, all the time. But it's close enough that when you do want to get away, you can head back home. They've upgraded their facilities tremendously, with the new field house and all the training table and stuff and the new turf field, things like that. Obviously they're successful in basketball, and they've had success in recent years, under Rich Rod and going to several bowl games. So, if they can keep this, momentum going forward, put some more money into that program, I think they're going to do a good job, in the future.
Okay, so one last question on this. You have Herm Edwards sitting in a living room. You have Kevin Sumlin sitting in a living room, ASU versus U of A. The dynamic that you're hearing from high school coaches in our state of these two coaching moves, positively or negatively impacting Arizona high school kids?
Well, I think it was kind of negative at first when they hired Herm Edwards, just because he hadn't coached college football in a long time, or really even coached football, being, been an analyst. I know he coached in the Under Armour games and things like that, but I really think that changed last week. The first day they were allowed to go out and visit schools. Herm Edwards went out to several schools himself, and the ASU staff, each of their coaches, went out to like four or five different high schools and made a presence known on the very first day of the contact period. Those coaches were out, and it just shows that, Herm Edwards hasn't lost his touch with what goes on in high school recruiting. You have to show a presence, and you have to be at these high schools, and it can't just be when you have a player. It has to be all the time, that you're around. You can't just show up when you have a five-star kid at the school. You need to be there every year, spring ball. And so I think there was, it was negative at first with Herm, and now turned into a positive. And, so far it's real early with Sumlin, but everybody, out here, like we already mentioned, he's done a great job recruiting in Arizona. So a lot of the coaches are very excited that he was hired down in Tucson.
Okay, let's go through some of the offers and some of the talk and conversation. UCLA's come in. They have already offered two big-timers, 3 weeks before letter of intent day. Walk me through McGinnis and Churchwell.
So Churchwell's a kid, from Mountain Point, a big safety that had most of the Pac-12 that offered him. The two in-state schools seem to be the favorites there for a while. Coaching changes now kind of leave that in limbo. I know Arizona State is still on him very heavily. UCLA offers. I expect him to go and visit, UCLA here in the next couple of weeks. Hunter McGinnis has been is a big-time offensive lineman from Hamilton High School. Has been committed to Arizona State for a long time. UCLA brought him on an official visit last week. Did not offer him a scholarship to the best of my knowledge. So he's, has a couple more weeks to decide what he's going to do. He also has been offered by Louisiana Lafayette, where Coach Coach Stahel and Coach Napier left Arizona State to go to. So we'll see where, if he ends up tripping out there.
Okay, let's go through Brock Purdy. And I've been talking to the family on this one and the recruiting circles, and I'd like to get your input. We all know about his size and his weight and his measurables and all that stuff. 5 weeks ago, the dad has an offer from Southern Utah University. That's it. Earlier this week, Alabama is in their household. How does this happen? One, two, UCLA is supposed to visit in this week. Boise State, he was there over the weekend, and he's going to UCF to meet with Josh Heupel. They were in the Valley to talk with him as well. How does this happen, Jason?
Well, it happens every year to a handful of kids. And really how it does happen is when people come out and they saw him throw in the spring, and he had most of the Big Sky had offered him, as well as New Mexico State and UNLV. And I really think it was just because of his size. And then when quarterback play, your quarterback recruiting is a little bit different. Everyone, you know, shoots for the stars and goes after those big time guys. And when they commit to those other programs, you know, it's like a domino effect. And then now you end up where Purdy and several other big time programs are looking for you know, their quarterback of the future. And Purdy has fantastic film. And also this happens because, you know, recruiting during the season is not the focus of most of the college coaches. They're focused on winning next week's game, you know, because if they don't, they get fired. So, you know, that is the forefront of them. And now we get through the teams that are done playing bowl games. It was a dead period up until last Friday. Schools are now coming in to see, you know, Purdy, and he's, you know, this has been a lesson in patience, because you look at, he could have signed early with, you know, Southern Utah or NAU or several other offers that he had. But now he's got to turn for Florida and Kansas and Boise State and Iowa State and Colorado State. All these schools have offered him, and you mentioned Alabama and UCLA doing home visits. So this is a guy that's going to end up playing, you know, Power 5 football, which is what he wanted.
Jake Smith, we've walked through his film many, many times. You and Jordan have. But he has more offers rolling in. Ohio State has jumped on board. I hear that Alabama's here to visit with him as well. What are you hearing on Jake Smith?
I mean, he's going to be right now. He's the most recruited player in that 2019 class. You know, you mentioned Ohio State offered him. So did Georgia and so did Clemson just last week. He's approaching 30 scholarship offers, and they're all from the big dogs of college football. You know, he's just a fantastic football player. His film is really, really good. He's got great speed. And he's versatile. Can play receiver, can play defensive back,
right?
And, you know, it's a dangerous weapon.
Okay, so let's move over to the 2019s, because Braden Leibrock at Chandler High School, it's a name that I've heard bubbling below the surface for the last couple of years. Big-time player on the field physically. In the classroom, even more impressive. He finally gets lit up this last weekend.
Well, he got his first Power 5 offer. It came from Arizona State. He had another offer previously. It was from Nevada. You know, Brad, tight ends are kind of like an endangered species. They are not easy to find.
Yeah.
They're kind of like offensive linemen and pass rushers. So you get a player like Leibrock, who's 6'5", who weighs 210, 220 pounds in that range, and only going to get bigger. Big frame, great student. It doesn't surprise me that Arizona State jumped in early. They're a school that has traditionally liked to use tight ends and had many good ones make it to the NFL in the past. He is a guy that is going to be heavily, heavily recruited next year. And, you know, Chandler High School, they get plenty of traffic from the college coaches. He will probably be the top tight end prospect in the 2019 class, at least at State.
Jason, before you get out of here, just off this last week with it being an active period, anything on your radar the next 3 weeks leading up to LOI day that you believe there's going to be some twists and turns on some players in this year's class?
You know, you look at a guy like Jamari Joyner down at Cienega. He'd been committed to Arizona for a long time, did not sign with them in the early signing period. Now, ASU, you know, they are a school that had offered him previously, but Central Florida's in the mix, and he keeps mentioning the Alabama. He might visit there the last weekend in February, so... while he's been committed to Arizona for seems like about a year, I would not be surprised to see him sign elsewhere.
All right. Good stuff there from Jason Jewell. As always, we'll talk to you next week, Jason. Thanks.
Thank you, Brad.
All right. Thanks again to Jason Jewell for doing his deal with us on the breaking news of the day, and that is Kevin Sumlin is now the head coach of the University of Arizona Wildcats. It's really interesting to me, not just that story, but some of the other things that are in play, even as we are speaking on today's show. Keyshawn Johnson Jr. enrolling at Arizona. Tell you what, Arizona State fans, this is going to be so much fun. I can't wait. to hear what's going on over the next few months. Cannot wait. Keyshawn Johnson Jr. enrolling the day that Kevin Sumlin gets hired. So you know that there's going to be some other people that are rolling on in. You know it. And it's going to take the Arizona-Arizona State rivalry to a whole new level that we haven't seen. Herm Edwards out in the parking lot. Kevin Sumlin leaving the house of said recruit. Herm Edwards walking in following Kevin Sumlin out. Doesn't get any better than that for high school kids, for college kids, for the interest in Arizona and Arizona State. What's happened here in the last month? Like, I'm not going to downplay the significance of having an African-American head football coach at Arizona or Arizona State, but I thought Kevin Sumlin answered that question in the best way of, you know, I hope there comes a point in time where it's not the first question that is asked on a day like today. And he was very respectful about it. I hope the first question is, what are you going to do to get us to a Rose Bowl if you're the Arizona Wildcat fan? If you're a Wildcat fan, that's got to be your question. You can beat Arizona State all day long, but it doesn't get you to Pasadena. The only game you've been into in Pasadena is buying a ticket or watching UCLA play against you. That's it. So Kevin Sumlin is here to get this team beyond just where they've been all these years. He is there to get the stadium project pushed over the top. Jeff Stevens was a person that was introduced at the start of this press conference. If you think that universities just charge all sorts of money to students and parents to hire football coaches, you're right. Actually, no, I'm just kidding. There's some of that. When I teach at Cronkite, I feel bad for these 50 students that are in front of me because they're paying fees that are like, well, what are you exactly doing here? I'm a dad that's had kids roll through. And I don't just mean that at Arizona State. I mean across the board. So you don't think that these stadiums that they want to get refurbished are done just off of students enrolling? No. You have to know how the dots are connected. So when they introduced Jeff Stevens today at a press conference, you're like, oh, it's just some dignitary. No, he's the guy that has Western Refining, who lives in Paradise Valley, who made this whole deal happen. It wasn't the athletic director saying, hey, I'm going to get to know you. It's, I need more money. I need more money, Jeff. And so Jeff Stevens' name has been linked to the U of A job and all over the U of A job the last couple of weeks. If you're a journalism student, you're a fan of the U of A, you have to know who these people are. It just doesn't go boom. If Bo Baldwin was introduced today as the head football coach at Arizona, then Jeff Stevens didn't get it done with Kevin Sumlin. That's how this works. President of the university can be all well and happy about it. But at the end of the day, if you don't have a big cigar, as I like to put it, or two or three big cigars that write checks to make guys disappear or to make people appear, you know, to wiggle their nose and boom, there they are. That's what happened here. And so I think it's a great day for college football and high school football in our state. It's just a great day for football in general. It's so interesting. No offense to Todd Graham and Rich Rodriguez, but it had grown stale. No offense to Bruce Arians. It had grown stale. Was it fun with the Cardinals? Sure, to a point. But to me, all across the board in our state, it had grown stale. Bruce, Rich, Todd. So change comes on all three fronts. And now all of a sudden, are you kidding me? Herm Edwards against Kevin Sumlin? I'm all in on that. And whatever direction the Cardinals go, you know, we'll see on that front too. All right, a couple other things here. So last night, the Rockets are playing the Clippers. And it's an NBA game in January. And it gets very testy for a number of reasons. My time is short on this one, so I'll just cut right through it. After the game is over, Chris Paul leads some of the Rocket players to try to get into the locker room to fight the Clippers. They wanted to go into the Clippers locker room. So the idea of Chris Paul going into a locker room, I was watching Inside the NBA last night, and Shaq and Charles were just laughing and rolling as they should because police had to be called last night. They had to be called because Chris Paul was trying to get in to beat up somebody. Now, Chris Paul's a point guard. So police, LAPD, had to be called to an NBA game into the locker room to try to break up something before it escalated. James Harden was part of this with the Rockets. I find this funny. I mean, that Chris Paul's going to deck me. Yeah, and I'm 7'2". Chris Paul's going to take me out. You know how ridiculous it gets sometimes in sports. It's fun, though. It's great. That story caught my eye. The Diamondbacks. So the Giants yesterday acquired Andrew McCutchen from Pittsburgh. I love Andrew McCutchen. I think Andrew McCutchen is big time. The last couple of years, he's been hit and miss. But the last 6 weeks of the season with Pittsburgh were very, very good. And so the Giants, you can say, yeah, they bring in Evan Longoria and they bring in Andrew McCutchen. Those are guys that are past their prime. You may think that. I would disagree. Sometimes a change of scenery helps. The Giants were horrible last year. McCutchen's only 31. This guy's a former MVP. So they add Longoria and McCutchen up there. And the Diamondbacks, I'm not ripping on them. I'm merely bringing up their offseason to this point, as we're sitting here on the 16th day of January, has been an incomplete. I don't think there's any other way to put it. Incomplete. They've not done much of anything. They saw Chris Iannetta go to Colorado. And beyond that, they're sitting and waiting. Please trade Zach Greinke. Please trade Yosmani Tomas. Please make some things happen. If it's Manny Machado, I'm fine being patient, but I think the rest of the National League West has made some good moves, some improvements. All right, Jared Nielsen is our technical director. He is the chairman of the board. We appreciate him on that front. Eric and Jordan are in Tucson. Haley and a staff of a couple are helping behind the scenes too. Thanks for being with us. Enjoy your day.